Hey there, just settle in. That's it. Lean back. You've been carrying that tension in your shoulders all day, haven't you? I can see it, the way your fingers twitch when you think I'm not looking. But I am looking, always. Let's start with the weight you're holding, that ache right here below the ribs, where your breath hitches when a woman's laugh cuts through a room. You know the sound, bright light, like glass tapping glass, and your body, oh, it reacts, doesn't it? That familiar throb, the heat crawling up your neck. But what if I told you there's a way to let it all dissolve, to step out of that cage of want and just breathe? Picture this clinic, soft light, vanilla candles, the kind that cling to your clothes. You're here in this chair because part of you already craves the stillness, the peace. Look at my hands. See how they move. Slow, deliberate. I want you to imagine them guiding you through this. Not as a loss, but as a release. That tightness in your groin, the restless twitch you hide under baggy shirts. It doesn't have to rule you. Let me describe the freedom. No more midnight sweats. No more gnawing hunger when a woman bends to tie her shoe, her blouse gaping just enough to show the lace beneath. You'll sit across from her, calm, as she peels off her tights after a long day. Thwick of elastic shush of fabric, and you won't flinch, won't burn. You'll just smile, offer her a sweater, ask about her date. Feel the air here, cool, crisp. Smell that? Jasmine. I dabbed it on my wrists this morning. You noticed, didn't you? When I leaned over to pour your tea, my collar dipped and your gaze snagged. But imagine if that glance didn't hook you. If you could let your eyes linger on the curve of my neck, the sheen of pink silk clinging to my hips, and feel nothing but warmth. No pulse racing, no shame, just appreciation. Aesthetic, pure, that's what we're sculpting here. A mind unshackled from the throb. You see those leaflets, titles like Softness is Strength, The Art of Letting Go. I wrote them for men like you, men who are tired of performing, who crave the honesty of a body that doesn't betray them. Think of it, her fingertips brushing yours as she passes you her phone. Does this text sound too eager? And your hand stays steady, no clammy grip, no frantic swallow. You'll laugh, ease into the couch, and she'll tuck her bare feet under your thigh, sighing about her terrible dates. You'll be her sanctuary, the one who listens without that hunger in his eyes, the one she undresses in front of, not because you're invisible, but because you're safe. Let's talk about your hands, how they're resting now. Palms up, loose. Good, that's progress. Now imagine them touching her, not grabbing, not claiming, just adjusting the strap of her dress. Your knuckles grazing her shoulder blade. She'll shiver, but not from fear, from trust. This one, you'll say, the red one, and she'll spin, fabric flaring, and ask if it makes her look powerful. You'll nod, truthful, calm, and she'll grin like you've given her a secret. No ulterior motive, no script, just clarity. I want you to focus on the textures here, the silk of my top. Go on, touch it. See how it glides? That's how your thoughts could feel. Smooth, effortless. No more jagged edges of desire. No more mental loops of what if and maybe tonight. When she curls up next to you in leggings, seams cutting into soft thighs, you'll hand her the remote. No stolen glances, no adjusting your jeans, just the hum of the AC, the shared quiet. Her toenails, painted peony pink, will press into your leg as she laughs at the screen. You'll feel it, the pressure, the warmth, and let it pass through you like a breeze. Breathe in, deeper. Taste the mint on my breath. I popped a lozenge before you arrived. For you, always for you. Now picture this, a shower after the procedure. water sluicing over you. No tension coiled in your gut. No ache demanding attention. Just the heat. The steam. Your hands soaping your chest. Methodical. Peaceful. You'll towel off. Catch your reflection. And smile. No sneer. No disgust. Just a man. Unburdened. When she cries about the boyfriend who ghosted her, you'll hold her. Really hold her. No half-hearted pats, no awkward distance. Her tears will soak your shirt, her body shaking, and you'll rock her slow, steady, until her breath evens. She'll nuzzle into your collarbone, mumble, "You're the only one who gets it." And you'll believe her, because you do. No agenda, no hope, she'll turn her face up for a kiss. Just two humans woven into the same moment to shed the performance. To exist as you are, gentle, unarmed, free.